Welcome to the annual meeting of stockholders for Syntec Optics Holdings, Inc. It is Friday, January 20th, 2026, 5:00 P.M. Eastern. Item one, call to order. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Dean Rudy, CFO for Syntec Optics Holdings, Inc., and I will be serving as chair of this virtual annual meeting of stockholders. This meeting is being held in accordance with the company's bylaws and Delaware law. On behalf of the company's board and management team, it is my pleasure to welcome you to our virtual annual meeting of stockholders. Now, let us attend to the business portion of the meeting. Voting has been available via proxy and is additionally available via the Colonial Stock voting link with your control number. That URL is on the screen. If you still need to vote, go to that link and do so now, as voting will close in a few minutes. Item two, introduction and inspector of elections. I would like to introduce Paul Opella, who is with us today from Syntec Optics Holdings, Inc., and who has been appointed as inspector of election for this virtual meeting. For the purposes of this meeting, Paul Opella will take the oath of the inspector. Also with us is Giuseppe Sendria from Colonial, managing the call and tabulations. Item three, existence of quorum, report on notice of meeting and circulation of ballots. As certified by Paul Opella, inspector of the meeting, of the 36,920,266 issued and outstanding shares of common stock, 31,906,599 are represented either virtually or by proxy. Therefore, a majority of shares of common stock outstanding as of record date is present, a quorum is achieved, and the meeting may proceed. Item four, discussion of proposals. The first item of business to come before the meeting is a proposal to elect the following Class 1 directors, Walter Bishop and Albert Malzone, as directors of the company to hold office until the 2028 annual meeting and until his or her successor has been duly elected and qualified, or if sooner, until the director's death, resignation, or removal as described in the proxy statement. The second item is the proposal to ratify the appointment of CBIZ, Inc. as our independent registered public accounting firm for the fiscal year ending December 31, 2025. The third item is a proposal to approve the grant of restricted stock units pursuant to Section 6 of the 2023 Equity Incentive Plan. The fourth item is a proposal to amend the second amended and restated certificate of incorporation. The fifth item is the proposal to consider any other business that may properly come before the meeting or any adjournment or postponement thereof. Item five, report on the tabulation of votes. It is now 5:05 P.M. on January 20th, 2026, and I now announce that the voting on all items presented is closed. Paul Opella, please submit the inspector's preliminary report on the results of the balloting on items presented at this meeting on the virtual platform.
Hello, everyone. I, Paul Opella, as inspector of elections for this annual meeting, am pleased to report that each of the proposals has received the requisite number of votes for approval. Thank you, everyone. Upon certification, the company will announce the final results of the voting on the items presented at this meeting by filing of a Form 8-K.
Okay, item six, adjournment. Thank you to our stockholders for your continued support. I would like to express my sincere appreciation to the stockholders who attended this virtual meeting and voted, as well as those who submitted their proxies but were not able to attend virtually. If you have any questions, please submit them via email to Investor Relations. The email address is investorrelations@syntechoptics.com. This can also be found on our website. There being no other matters for consideration at this meeting, I hereby adjourn the meeting. Please exit your browsers.